Hey everybody, I really don't have too long because I'm about to go bring some supplies to East Tennessee here where people have lost everything. And I wanted to bring this note to you because something just happened up in Massachusetts, which directly will change and limit the amount of firearms that are for sale. It'll force people to register stuff that they've had forever. Some people who have had things legally can no longer have them, and they're really felons right now. And people need to understand this. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy what these tyrants think they can do. First off, you see me wearing it. The new Wubbies are in from TriStar Trading, and this is the new color. This is Desert Tiger Stripe. I love it. They're soft, they're packable. You can throw them in a ball and throw them in your bag. They're extremely warm and lightweight. Woodland, black multicam, green tiger stripe, and the new Desert Tiger Stripe. They still have a few Wubby robes or smoking jacket on those up a size. And they still have some Wubby blankets. These are all things that are very warm, very lightweight, and can be shipped if you're looking to donate to people, friends and family you know who might not have electricity or heat or water. They need some, some clothing. It's a great multi-purpose thing to send them. Link is down below. Thanks to TriStar Trading for being awesome. Really being awesome. Before I jump into the Massachusetts thing, I am asking for donations. It's not going to go, one nickel is not a nickel's going to me. All the money's going to go to victims in East Tennessee here. I'm bringing a bunch of supplies down personally myself. I fully plan on buying more and bringing more down on a second and third and fourth trip, regardless of what FEMA's trying to do. Words coming out that the federal government is trying to stop people and seize their donations. Good fucking luck. Good fucking luck. Come heavy. I'm doing that, and if you wish to donate, my PayPal link is down below. I know people aren't fans of PayPal, but it's what I have right now. That's easy for me. If you want to help out, 100% of the proceeds go right to them, and I'm paying the taxes on it, so don't worry about it. Links down below. Thank you. If you can't give, you can't give. It's not a problem. Times are tough right now for a lot of people. Massachusetts. Why is this affecting people? Because this is Massachusetts' response to the Bruin decision. This is Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, that little leprechaun, little elf-looking troll. She decided that, you know what, we're gonna make Massachusetts the most infringing state. Right now, everybody in the anti-gun states just say, no way, mine's worse. The most infringing state. This is the worst anti-Bruin bill in the country. It changes the permitting. And who can get them? Like, if I had a business in, say, Worcester, I could get a license to carry in Worcester because I did my business there and handled money. Well, that you can't do that anymore. It changes all kinds of things with permitting. It changes the training requirement. Yeah, they put a pause as a moratorium on that because they don't have money to do it, but they're still going to change that. Changes what guns can be sold, like I said. Changes who can own what. It's nothing but an unconstitutional heaping pile of bull that Maura Healey just took an extra step to perpetrate. What do I mean? Well, the great people in Massachusetts, my friend Toby Leary has been leading this charge of trying to get 50,000 signatures from registered voters in Massachusetts. It has to be a certain percentage of these signatures from each county in Massachusetts so that they can stop the law. Because the law has been signed. It was signed into effect July 25th. And if they have it, the way the Massachusetts law is, if they have enough signatures, then they can take this law and put it up for a referendum vote. And if they get enough signatures, the 50,000, it's really 48,000 and change, then they can stop the law altogether from being enforced until the referendum is voted on. Unless, of course, the anti-gun tyrant Maura Healey, the governor, frickin' signs an emergency declaration, which basically says, I don't have to listen to these citizens. We're not going to listen to their concerns. We're going to infringe anyway. Massachusetts, there's a lot of good people still fighting. They need help. If you're a gun owner, get off the couch and get involved. It's not just I sent my 10, 15 bucks to Gold, I sent 20 bucks to GOA, I sent 10, 15 bucks to NRA. That doesn't cut it anymore. Get involved. If you haven't signed the petition, the referendum, they're looking for signatures, get to it. They're scattered all around, across the state. You have no excuse. Massachusetts, times are tough, I know. But rest assured, I will be working with people behind the scenes, and I have been for almost a year. Help is coming. I will not turn my back on Mass just because I don't live there anymore. Help is coming. The big guns are waiting. And maybe it's a good thing that Mara Healy, I know your people watch my stuff, maybe it's a good thing that you did this because the law wouldn't be paused now, which means it stays in effect, which means we can sue your ass and win in federal court. Goal's ready to file. We'll see how many more will too. I love y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe, especially in times when chaos is abound. Get yourself some wubbies. They still have some robes and some blankets as well. And again, if you are looking to help out, my PayPal's down below. Johnny B's doing a fundraiser too, a GoFundMe for our friend Logan. Logan runs a tree company, and he's out there, and he's been just hacking trees and chainsawing trees and freeing people and helping people. And I've donated a couple $100 to him for that, for fuel, and I spent a grand already today on supplies, and I'm going to spend a lot more money trying to help our own, because you know what? The government doesn't care. They'll send billions of dollars overseas, but when it comes to emergencies like Maui, no, $600 each. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, areas that have been obliterated. People have no running water, no electricity, no cell service, so we can't hear from them. Don't know how many people are dead or not. Joe Biden's on the fucking beach. Later.